Shukambaratharam Vishnum.
Shushiram.
Let's start again. We'll do it together. Shukambaratharam Vishnum. Shashivaranam Chaturbhujam. Prasanna Varanam Chaye. Sarvavigno Prashantaye. Saraswati Namastubhyam. Varade Kamarupini. Vidyarambham Karishyami. Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada. Yenakshara Samamnayam Adhigamya Maheshwarat Kritsam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Pananaye Namaha. Vakyakaram Vararuchim Vashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutrakaram Cha Pranatosmi Manitrayam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's do the Maheshwarana Sutra together. Ai un rilu eon ai auch hayabarat lang nyamangananam japanj kadadash jabadadash kapachakata chatata kapai shasasara hal iti Maheshwarana Sutra. I want to do a lot of sutras in the second half of the class. The first half of the class I'd like to go over the Visarga Sandhi as they are in this. And so if you can go to page whatever, the Visarga Sandhi page 3, mine is not numbered. There is a typo in this at the bottom. Not a typo, but if you, why don't we just correct that now? At the bottom of the page where it says EG colon for example, and then it says Ramaha Karoti, anybody there? Goes to Ramaha Karoti or Rama Karoti. They don't have in the iTranslator. I think this is what happens. This is what Shankar did. So you have to put in, instead of the blank, it's this, right? Mm-hmm. So you would say, the option is this. The Jehua Mulia is made like this. That's why he let it. Rama Karoti, right? Mm-hmm. And many fonts even will not have this. Jihua Mulya, it's also used for Upadmaniya, it's called Ardha Visarga, the kind of half Visarga. So they'll just use Visarga, right? They'll put the Visarga there and then you can pronounce it as Jihua Mulya or Upadmaniya. Mm-hmm. So, but here, you need to write into that space. And so for both of them, Rama, then the Ardha Visarga Karoti, and then Ramak, Ardha Visarga Kanati. You see that? And it's the same for the Pachati and Polati. It would be, you need to put in the Ardha Visarga there for both of those too. Okay? Make sense to everybody? What the problem is there? It's not, it's, oops, sorry. It's not a mistake, it's just, there's no symbol for it.
It's not for it. Mine is an abbreviated version.
Oh. Of the four of them, right? Oh, I see. Serious. Okay, good. Oops. So she teaches this in a little bit different order. I like the, not too much different, but let's take a look at the first one. What she says is, this or at the top line, this is also an interesting and important point. The is or r, right, repha, at the end of a word becomes visarga. It is pronounced as an aspirated sound and is always preceded by the vowel. What she's saying there is that, you know, with the terminations, the actual terminations are su, au, jus. So like, for instance, in the nominative case, the termination Brahma plus is. Right? This is changes to Visarga. So an ending is, or even a substantive like Tejas. This is an is ending noun, Tejas. You're going to see it, even though it doesn't take an ending because it's neuter, you'll see it as Tejaha. And it's the same with words like that end in Arepa. You'll see Punaha.
Did I get the right?
Okay.
I'm sorry, why did you particularly mention the nominative ending?
Oh, just because if we write them as is, I mean, I was putting in the it letters.
Right.
Okay, but say if I just go is, ow, us. This is how you learn them. Is, ow, us. This is going to change right away in usage to the sarga. Okay?
But like Shashti also has so ending, right? It has.
There's other ones too, right?
Okay. I thought there was something particularly about the nominative.
No, it's just an example. So if a termination if an affix ends in an is, or if the substantive ends in an is, because this us is ending nouns, right? Sakara. Okay. That being the case, that sakara is going to change to a visarga, and a repha also will change to visarga. Okay, and then from there you apply the sandhi rules. So she points that out in the first line there. Then we're going to start the visarga sandhi with using soft consonants first. We'll start with on the left, visarga, and soft consonants and vowels on the right. Okay. So if we have followed by the sarga, followed by, let's see, the first one she does is If you have an followed by the sarga, followed by then look at how she writes it there. The plus the sarga, so the this whole thing changes to O. Right? The plus the sarga, this changes to O. Okay, and the there's lopa of the means elision of the and replaced by avagraha. So for instance, let's see her example. If I had shivoham, right? Shivaha aham. It's a famous mantra. Shivaha aham. You have a, followed by the sarga, followed by a. The a and the sarga change to o. Actually, if you were to get even, she doesn't get into this so much when we do the sutras, we probably will. The sarga actually goes to u, and then the a plus the u makes o. But we just say the a plus the sarga changes to o, and then you get shivo. The a is elided and replaced by avagraha. Elided means it becomes silent. Still there, but it becomes silent. You don't see it. They put the avagraha in, right, in order so that you'll know that it's there. So, and remember, I talked about this last week. Sometimes the avagraha is not there, and you'll just see it's one word, shivoham, and you have to put it in yourself.
Then she doesn't say that, though, that it explicitly. She doesn't say that it's elided and changed.
No, she doesn't. Because she's not doing Panini Sutras here. She's
okay.
She's just trying to have you learn the basic sandhi. Okay? It's clear for everybody, this one? We've been over these before, but this is a good review. Just to remind you, for those students who've been with me, how I usually teach this. This particular one, I collapse this. I say plus visarga plus soft consonant or The visarga goes to O, and if it happens to be followed by that goes to avagraha. She's doing them separately, so which is fine. We're going to follow her order. So that's number one. Number two is again plus visarga plus any vowel except a. Right? Yeah. Then what? The sarga drops.
The sarga is dropped.
Okay? So you can see the logic, how we're just working our way through. We did a plus visarga plus a. Now a plus visarga plus any vowel except a. So now the vowels are taken care of. Right? The a on this side is taken care of and the vowels are taken care of. But we haven't taken care of just the soft consonants. So let's look at her example. If I have Ramaha Ichati. Ramaha, A plus Visarga plus E, which is any vowel except A, right? Ramaha, A plus Visarga plus any vowel except A. Visarga drops, so you get Rama, Ichati. And this is something you asked me about last week, Kiki, I think. These now, once the sandhi has taken place, there's no further sandhi. Now you don't go Rama, Ichati. The fact that these stay apart makes you recognize that sandhi rule, right? Right?
One sandhi rule to a customer.
Yeah. In most cases, that's right. It's clear? Clear with that? Number three. Now we're going to take care of the soft consonants, and that's the one that I collapse with number one usually. If we have a plus visarga, plus soft consonant, the A in Visarga goes to O. We don't have to worry about the Avagraha. Okay. Namaha. Namaha. Narayanaya. If you've noticed when we do mantras, the mantra will have namaha in it. That namaha sometimes is at the end, sometimes it's at the beginning. It depends on the mantra. Namas governs, actually the root is namas, right? And it's indeclinable. It governs the dative case. So narayana, narayanaya is dative singular. So here you've got a plus visarga plus soft consonant, so that's going to go to Namo. Nala.
That's why you see Namo all the time. And a lot of chants, it's always Namo, Namo.
That's right. Because if you, and also if you put Namo, Namo next to Namo,
yeah.
Soft consonant will go to O. Right? Okay. A lot of times in Sanskrit, like in a script, you'll see they'll do a partial word with a little tiny circle in the middle. That means etc. See that little circle, little tiny circle? It's not. It's right in the middle there. It's not on the bottom. And that just means complete it yourself. Because there's no reason for me to write all that out again. If I put that little circle and it's right under, you should be able to. Okay, so since right now we're dealing with vowels and soft consonants, we've taken care of so you can see that has a special place. Ah has a special place too, even in all sandhi. If the word begins with an ah, it's going to be different than if it begins with another vowel. So we've got taken care of in terms of soft consonants. And just as an aside, we'll get there in a minute. When we get into hard consonants on the right, it's going to be any vowel on this side. You know, when we have a hard consonant on the right, we don't have to worry whether it's an or ah, or any vowel except an It's only when we have soft consonants on the right that this is going to be an issue. So when we have like the, you know, ka-ka group, the sibilant and the sibilants, then we have to take that into account. All right? Let's go to number four. Number four is taking ah. Ah, followed by the sarga, followed by soft consonant or vowel. So it's pretty broad. The sarga drops. ah, followed by visarga, followed by soft consonant or vowel, visarga drops. She uses an example here just to make sure that you don't make a mistake here. Nadaha uktamti. Here's an ah followed by a short a, right? Ah, visarga, short a. Visarga drops. You're not going to go back up here to make an O, right? Because this is A plus visarga plus soft consonant or vowel, any vowel. Visarga drops. So naraha atanti, nara atanti. And again, there's no double sundi. Stay separate. And the other example she uses, naraha gachanti. Ah plus visarga plus soft consonant. Right? Ah, visarga, soft consonant, visarga drops.
So if nara atanti ever came in the middle of a sentence or something, we would never put them together like in a phrase.
No.
So we never say naratanti like as one word.
No. Not, no. No, never. Nara atanti. Nara atanti. The visarga is that space. Nara atanti. Not nara atanti. Nara atanti. Yeah. That's a good point, isn't it? Because otherwise, if you say you're reading and you see ah, ah, I know you're going nara atanti.
Yeah,
nara atanti. So you can hear the visarga, the little visarga is the space. Okay.
It's the most precise of any languages. The way it's spoken and the way it's written.
Yes.
Are the same. So that space has got to be there.
That's right.
It's spoken.
Yeah. That's right.
And there's lots of invisible things in
Invisible. Yeah. Lopas, they're called. Well, that's all talked about in the sutras. Different types of lopas.
And what is
elision?
Lopas,
it's an elision. The vowel is still there, or the function is still there, but it is actually no longer seen. It's called a darshanam. A letter goes to a darshanam. It's not seen. That's a lopa. Like the there's an alopa here.
Yeah.
But the hasn't disappeared in terms of meaning. It's just a darshana. It's not being seen. And we'll study that. There are three or four different types of lopa. So now, what do we have left? We've taken care of now of our ah and all soft consonant and vowels in relationship to our ah. So now what we have left for the soft consonant and vowels is any vowel except our ah. Right? That's what's left. Plus visarga. Plus soft consonant or vowel. Vowel means any vowel, right? Soft consonant or vowel. Visarga goes to va. Repha. And there's going to be one exception. Something a little different about that. We'll do it in a minute. Once you get to the difference. Okay. We'll just take this for now. Let's see her example. So if you have Ganapatihi of a two, we'll do both. This is a word for Ganesha, Lord of the Ganas. Ganapatihi Avatu. And this is a very important sandhi here for you to note so that you recognize it. So what's this going to happen? This E plus Vasarga plus oh, this is going to go to Ra. Like, let me write it down here. Ganapatir Avatu. Right? And this will go to so we run across this a lot in our reading, right? And I always try to point it out. It's hidden in there. Ganapatir Avatu.
Yeah, Kristen's saying good. She's in the alphabet book.
And she listens to your the audio. Yeah, it's very sweet. We've done all vowels and consonant, vowels and consonants, and the secondary form of the vowels. That's where we're at.
Great.
Yeah. You're very quick, 24-year-old mind.
Yeah.
You remember what I said?
She's shocked. She's used to us.
We've set her up.
I know.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah, some of the booties there.
Yeah.
And some scars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She is sure.
Yep. Okay, everybody have this? Understand this? Let's look at the second example. What do they have here? Guruhu Brahma. Okay. Guruhu. Any vowel except there are ah, followed by the sarga, followed by soft consonant. Please do otter. Gurur Brahma. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a little corollary to this one that I want to go ahead and teach you now. We'll look at it again. Go to the next page and number 8 on the bottom there. And for some reason she left this. I don't know exactly why she put it down here. Maybe because she left it out. I don't know. Can I erase this? Guru Brahma. Everybody understand that? Let's look at the little, not exactly an exception, it's an addition. It goes like this. This is all true, but what happens when you have any vowel, so I'll do 5A here, any vowel except R, A, R, A, followed by the sarga, followed by ra, which is a soft consonant. Ra is a soft consonant, right? But now this is going to be kind of awkward. Let's see what she uses like this. If we take, as an example, harihi, followed by ramyaha. This would go to ar, because we have any vowel except ar, followed by the sarga, followed by ar, which is a soft consonant. But then we would have harir ramyaha. That doesn't work. Phonetically, harer ramyaha, very awkward. So the first thing that would happen, though, is that this goes to harer ramyaha, okay? And then the r is elided and the preceding vowel is elongated. Let's see how she says it. The r that is followed by r is dropped. See, now this visarga has become r. And so the r, the refa, that's followed by a r, the soft consonant ra, it will be dropped, and the preceding a, e, u is lengthened. Right? Preceding a, e, u is lengthened. So that would be, and I'm going to show you the sutra for this today. I think. No, it's another sutra. That's all right. Another sutra that's kind of related to this, I'll show you today. Not this one. Hari Ramyaha. So you say, Harihi Ramya. Harir Ramya. Put that ah one off just for no reason at all. Sorry, that's my read. Just a typo. Okay, so you've got any vowel except R, ah, followed by the sarga, followed by soft consonant, but in this case, ra, refa. Awkward pronunciation, because if you say harir, Ramyaha. doesn't really work. So when it's followed by the ra, the first repha is going to drop and be, and the preceding vowel, I or u, is going to be lengthened.
But that's it. I mean, we chose an example here that is Hari, but if we choose an example like Pati, you know, Pati Ramya is, do you know what I mean? It applies for everything, right?
Oh, yes. So, yeah. Like, say, it'd be same. Say if I had Pati, what's another word like Ramate? We use the other example she uses. Same thing. Patihi Ramate, Patir Ramate, Pati Ramate. So the following form would be Pati Ramate. And again, this doesn't come up very often, but it comes up enough that if you don't know this, you have no clue what is going on here.
And you're tearing your hair out trying to find out where the vowel came from.
Where? Exactly. What the heck is that?
Have we ever
torn
out our hair?
That's pretty obvious, isn't it?
I was going to say.
For me, at least.
Okay. Do you hear yourself?
No, I'm just having a little conversation.
Oh, I see. Let's look at this one. Punar. Ramate. Now, remember I said some words are end in ra? Right? So it's going to actually, technically, punara will go to visarga, and then it'll go back to ar. Right? Is that right? Wait a minute. That's not right. I forgot about this. This word is punar, so erase what I just said. This word punar is a word that ends in ra. There's nothing to bring about the visarga change when it's followed by a ra. So even though this is an a, it's still, you'll see punar. I'll have to look up the source of this. I forgot about this. I remember it now. I'm vaguely in my memory. Do you see the difference here? Like, here's the rule. And this rule, I forgot about this. This rule is any vowel except ra, followed by the sarga, goes to, and then followed by ra. Then what happens is that, if I were to write it, the ra drops, and the vowel is lengthened. Mm-hmm. And vowel lengthened. Preceding vowel is lengthened, okay? So, but here, this word is punar. I have to look up the sutra for this to be able to really tell you the rule, but let me tell you what I vaguely remember about it. This is actually, punar is utter. So it doesn't quite fit into this. The difference is that the word punar, it's an indeclinable, and it's an utter, it ends in utter. The word is punar. In this case, for punar and probably others, which I can't remember, the same thing happens, that Repha drops and the a is elongated to puna ramate. You see what I mean?
So anytime a word ends in ar,
no,
and starts in
only when it's an indeclinable, when it's not.
That's what I have to look up.
But that's sort of the idea that
that's the idea.
It doesn't go to a visarga.
Yes, and you know what? In the shabdas, in the declensional shabdas, there is no outer ending word. I don't believe there.
Right.
There's punada, and there might be like swatter.
There's one other.
Swatter is one.
Yeah.
And there could be a couple. But I'll have to look up and see.
Yeah, I'll check on it also.
Okay, good. But for now, we know for punada.
Hello.
Oh, yes, thank you.
So it's not if it ends in a and the next one starts in a ra.
Some
words that end in ra kara.
Well, there's
a sargas.
Yeah, then there's an
up. This is part of a sargas.
Right.
It is
an up. So indeclinable.
This also, you know, what she says at the end in 8,
mm-hmm.
is that the raw follows the drop in the preceding or e or u.
Yeah, I know.
But
they
not because this rule is if on the left side is any vowel except.
Maybe that's why she kept it separate, because of these exceptions. See, in the declensions, there's not going to be an followed by an R. There'll be some indeclinables like punar, and as Penny said, maybe one or the others. So let's put this on hold. Put it on hold. Try to just relax about it.
Okay.
Until I can teach it properly. And with that, what I would like you to do is forget her second example and just take this one. Any vowel, because this is consistent all the way. Any vowel except r, a, followed by the sarga, followed by r. What happens is the e lengthens, right? The e u, take the e u, lengthen.
Okay, so forget about the u.
Forget about it.
Okay. It's like a special case.
It's a special case, and we'll take it up later.
Okay.
Now, there, you can add something more to this. If the vowel is long, it stays as is. The rapha still drops,
okay.
Right? And if it's a diphthong, it stays as is. The rapha drops.
Okay.
So the way that we usually teach this, any vowel except r, a, plus visarga, plus r, the rapha drops and the vowel, if short, is lengthened. Right? The vowel, if short, is lengthened. So now you know that the diphthongs are considered two matras. They're long. So you're going to have, right, a, e, um. I'll look it up. So just take this part and the complications that I missed here. I'll look it up. Penny can look it up too.
Actually, it would be Bria.
Okay.
If there's an exception in the world, she probably knows it.
Great. I have a few places also I can look it up just in Panini, but also just in ordinary, when you're learning Sanskrit without Panini. I just don't remember it. Okay, what do we have here? Six A. Okay. Now we're going. Now we've really completed. Did everybody see that we've completed the vowels on this side and soft consonants and vowels on this side? Because we have all of the possibilities. Okay. Clear for everybody and all of the possibilities here. Okay, so now we're going to go into the Visarga Sandhi went for hard consonants. I'm going to erase this. This we have as number 6. I usually teach these together. We'll do it like she does. Separate. If you have any vowel on this side, which is going to be consistent all the way through, followed by the sarga, followed by ka, ka, the guttural, kanta, ka, ka, it will go optionally to the sarga or to jihwa mulya. If it goes to the jihwa mulya, it has kind of a ka or a sound. So let me give you an example. If I have Ramaha Karoti, and they say that if there's in pronunciation, if there is a sandhi, that you should honor that. So this, you wouldn't say Ramaha Karoti. You would pronounce the Jihwa Mulya. And that's by convention, I believe. I talked to Swami Brahma Prakasha Ananda about that, and this is what I recall her saying. But in terms of writing, you can have Ramaha Karoti, use the Visarga, or optionally, the Jihwa Mulya. When the Jihwa Mulya is there, that means that that pronunciation is like Ramak. It's like a half ka, right? Ramak Karoti. Ramak karoti. Ram, so, but can be written either way. You should pronounce it as the Jihwa Molya. Right. So that's 6A. And 6B is taking the Oshtal, the labial. Any vowel again, plus Visarga, plus pa, pa. Again goes to Visarga or Upadmaniya, which is made in exactly the same way, and that gets an it sound. Right, so let's see what example she uses for that. Okay. Ramaha. Pachati. Rama. Rama Pachati. Rama Pachati. Rama Pachati, okay? And so you're going to take the yes sound here for the Upadmaniya. This segment, this little least half, as I said, it's called, this is Visarga, this is Ardha, Ardha Visarga. Ardha Visarga means half Visarga. Ardha Visarga.
Is it the Ardha?
No, I don't need a double. I don't need a double. Actually, I'm used to it with a double, but that's how much it is a bit done. I think this is fine. Ardha. Ardha Visarga. Half Visarga.
And so we say that the Ardha Visarga can be pronounced either as Jihwa Molya or as Upadmaniya?
If the Ardha Visarga is followed ka,
right,
ka,
right.
Yeah.
Right, but that's
the right. Right.
Because those
both are this symbol is Ardha Visarga. And so the Ardha Visarga is used for Jihwa Molya, followed by ka, ka. And this symbol, Ardha Visarga, is used for Upadmaniya, which comes before the pa pa. So if it's, this would be like Ramak, Ramak Karoti. This would be like Ramak Pachati.
Yeah, no, I follow. I was just saying that Ardha Visarga is the name of the symbol, and then the categorizations of Jihwa Molya and Upadmaniya are phonetic.
That's right.
Categorizations.
Yep. Good. Is this okay for everybody so far? Let's look at 7. I wrote this like this. Any vowel plus Visarga followed by the others. Cha. Cha. Ka. Now we're just going to do the rest of the mutes here. We've done the ka and the pa group for the hard consonants. Now cha, ta, ta. Cha, cha, ta, ta. Ta, ta. Chav.
It's chav.
I took that sucker off. Except that it won't include the, it won't, chav won't include the hard consonants. Ka, pa, cha, ta. Ka, pa, cha, ta. Cha, cha, chav. Ka, pa, cha, ta.
Wait a minute.
Ka, pa, cha, ta. Ta. Cha, cha, chav.
Ka, pa, cha, ta.
It's chav.
Chav, what is chav going to include? What will chav? What will this include?
No. Chav. Chav.
What will chav include?
Cha, ta, ta, cha, ta, ta.
Oh, let me see. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm missing. This is something here. Oh, sorry. Wow. Yay, Penny.
I know it was coming.
That is so cool. I didn't think about that. I'm so used to hard consonants not being able to make any pratyahara out of them. Do you see what she's saying? This is absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Ka, cha, 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 cha,
cha,
cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha ta cha ta ta cha ta ta. Okay. Cha. Chav. This is chav.
Yeah.
What? Everybody see?
Yeah.
Well, very nice. Okay. Okay. Chav. Now she breaks down something. She says all of them go to is, and then they make another step after that, which is true. There's another Sunday involved. We'll see it clearly when we go into Concept Sunday. We'll go to is, and then the is will go to, we'll have to change to the proper sibilant. Right, this is the palatal, the talu. So this is denta, the dental. So this will change to sha. This is murtanya, right? So this denta, right, is going to change to the murtanya sibilant. This is already denta, so it will stay as denta. Page number 7 here. Let's take a look. The bottom of the page. Let's just read through the bottom of the page 7. Any vowel, because this is the sweeping version. Any vowel plus visarga plus hard consonants, cha, cha, ta, 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 sha, sha, sa. We haven't gone to that yet. We haven't done the sibilants. Sha, sha, sa. I.e. any hard consonants other than ka, pa, pa, pa. Okay, I'm only doing through the. I'm going to add on the sibilants. Okay, so let's do this first part first because there's a little difference. So now turn the page. 7A. Everybody with me on 7A? Any vowel plus visarga plus cha cha. The is goes to is, and the is is the visarga goes to is. The is is replaced by sha. Okay. For instance, ramaha cha, ramas cha. And there's no option there. That's why we'll do this first. Ramaha cha. Ramas cha. Okay, so this is, so common. So many words begin with cha, right? And the sarga happens beginning with the hard consonant, with the cha, actually. So ramas cha, ramaha cha, ramas cha. That's the only pronunciation. There's no option, okay? Similarly with this, what example does she, let's look at B. Any vowel plus visarga plus ta ta, the is replaced by sha. So it has to go to its sthanas, you know? So, Rama tikate, Ramash tikate. And what's the last one? Any sentence, any vowel plus visarga. Plus ta or ta, the is is replaced by is. Means it stays the same. Okay. So, for instance, what she is here. No, oh yeah, namahate. Namaste. A lot of people don't know what that. They don't recognize namaste as namahate. You just go namaste.
So, is it an empty? Is that nominative plural?
No, and here it's to you, to bhyam. It is nominative plural for also, but it's also a secondary form for you. To bhyam is te. Right? You haven't learned the pronouns yet.
So namaste is not, I always for everyone, you know?
Namaste no,
to everyone.
It's got to take the data. It's got to take the data, right?
So what?
Namaha plus te. Yeah, salutations to you. Remember that nama governs the data?
Yes.
Okay. So, namaha te, namaste. Clear? Now, The other hard consonants that are left are the sibilants. And the same idea, except there's an option. So let's go to 8. See how she does that? Oh, she keeps it a 7D. Okay, that's fine. We'll do it like that. Okay, 7D. Any vowel plus visarga plus sh. The is replaced by ish, or is replaced by visarga, or is replaced by visarga. Namaha Shivaya, right? So if I have the example that she uses, Namaha Shivaya. Okay. That can be written as the visarga can change to is, which changes to sha, just like above. So you would get double sha, or it can be written like this. It's an option. But in pronunciation, if there's a sandhi in pronunciation, by convention, you take the sandhi. So this is optionally written, and you're often, more often than not, see it written like this, keeping the visarga. This is what you normally see. Mm-hmm. But the rule is, it can either be visarga or the sibilant of the following, the sibilant of the following letter. So if the following letter is sha, this would be sha. The, you know, palatal, palatal. So the sekhara, just like above here, the sekhara will go to sha, or sa, depending upon what follows. Here, we've got a palatal, you know, a talu, talavya, sha, a murdanya, sha, and then a danta, sa. So the sekhara is going to optionally change to the sibilant of the following letter by sandhi, or it'll stay as visarga. In any case, you're going to pronounce the sandhi. You're not going to say Namah Shivaya. You'll say Namah Shivaya. What's wrong, Kiki?
For 7D, we are saying first, again, the same rule applies where the visarga first goes to the sakara. And then in the sakara, that is replaced by the shasha.
That's right, it's the same.
And so why? Oh, okay, sorry, never mind. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, can we look at 7D? Let me write it out here. So if you have any vowel plus visarga, I write it out like this because it just is simple, followed by sha. Sha or sa. Any vowel plus visarga followed by these three hard consonants, sha or sa, stays as visarga. Or, because option, svibhasha means an option, goes to the sibilant, the corresponding sibilant.
But we go back to the same thing, we're just saying that the sha stays and the sha. I'm sorry, I'm being a little slow. What I'm saying is that the same thing. We're just saying that the visarga is just replaced by the same letter.
Let me explain. The logic is exactly the same as up here. Exactly the same, except there's an option. The option is it can stay as visarga in the writing.
Oh, sorry, I didn't.
Here it has to change. It will not ever stay as visarga. It will only change to the sibilant if we're using these. Are you clear on that, Penny?
No, I wasn't clear on that.
So yeah. This is not an option. This change has to take place.
Right. No.
This is an option.
Right. For all of them, it's an option. For all the sibilants.
All the sibilants.
That's
Okay. Got it. Everybody clear now? Clear, Penny?
Yep.
You all okay? Okay.
So that's why you have shanti.
That's right. Yeah, in pronunciation.
Shanti.
You never say shanti,
right.
No.
But you hear it everywhere.
Yeah. The only way it would be correct is, as they say, for any sandhi, for it to not take place, there has to be an adequate pause between the two words. Mm-hmm. Like if I said shantihi and then shantihi, then it's okay because you're talking about three different But if they're run together, you have to do the sundi, whatever it is. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, did you say that then we are saying for Shanti Shanti, it's not, we have to pick the option of letting the Visarga stay.
By convention? No. What?
No.
I'm saying if it's Shanti Hi, then when we don't ever put it together where the Visarga is replaced by Sha.
No, you missed it.
Okay.
You missed.
Okay.
You can see Shanti Hi. And often we'll just see it like this. Shantihi. Shantihi, Shantihi,
right.
Okay?
Right.
This is what you'll always, almost always
that's
see,
right.
But how will you pronounce it?
Shantihi. Shantihi, Shantihi.
Exactly.
Right.
You're going to pronounce it like this. Right?
Right.
So that, so but, and sometimes you'll see it written like this.
That's what I was asking.
Sometimes
you can ever see it written
like
that.
It depends upon the font that they're using and the style that the person who's doing the typesetting.
Okay.
Because the person who hands in the script to the typesetter, how do they write it? Do they write it? Because they can write it either way.
Well, that's what I was asking, because the rule is presented as an option, and I've never seen it written.
I have.
With the show?
Yeah, I've seen it written that way, but it's not usually.
Oh.
I haven't seen Shanti, Shanti, Shanti written that way. I've only seen it with the Visarga.
Right, that's...
But in other cases, I've seen the double Sakara.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it written this way or this way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it is
Shanti I've never seen.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Okay.
But you could see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the typesetter doesn't know Panini.
but either is correct, right?
Yeah.
Either is correct. So, but when there's a sundi in terms of pronunciation, you should go with the sundi, right? There might be more depth I could give you. I could ask for more depth on that. My depth is that by convention, that's how it is. Are we okay with this?
It's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to erase these now, this sibilance. Maybe I can fit it on here. Let's look at 7G. Actually, you know, I'm not familiar with the 7G. I've never heard of it. I've always done it correctly, but I've never... this is D through F, okay. I've never heard this. Any vowel has broken out in this way, plus Visarga, plus Ksha. Remember that Ksha is made up of Ka... The kakara
mm-hmm.
plus ksha,
okay?
And that makes ksha. So the first member of this is just a kanji consonant.
Mm-hmm.
The first member is ka, right? And so what does she say here? The is replaced by, visarga only. That's interesting. Instead of, by visarga only, instead of the jihwa mulia.
Mm.
So let's just think about that for a minute. What's her example here? Tapo bihi? So we would pronounce it tapo bihi kshina papa nam. Not maybe what she's saying. Do you see the example here? Example, tapo bihi kshina papa nam. You don't write it with the jihwa mulia. And what she might be saying here, which I don't know because I've never seen this sundi rule before, is that pronunciation also is only the visarga. I have to check on that.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anything like this?
No.
I haven't either. So if you say tapo bihi, followed by a ksha, it will only keep to the visarga, which we know from up here, right? But also you have the jihwa mulia. But maybe she means here is that there's no jihwa mulia pronunciation, like you wouldn't say tapo bik kshina pa pa nam.
I think that's it, yeah.
I don't know if it's it, but I'll have to find out. I'll have to email her. I haven't had any contact with her for quite a while now. But anyway, we'll make note of that, and I'll find out more. But do you understand what she's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then we'll find out what that means in terms of pronunciation.
It's a cool little corner.
Yeah. Okay, so do people feel okay now with the vowel sending and the sarga sending? Because we've actually completed the sarga sending. Now we have a lot of consonants.
I feel great as long as I'm not responsible for actually using it.
Help you out from that.
If you can be responsible for recognizing it, that's the most important thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because most of us aren't writing Sanskrit, but we're reading it. And so these sandhis have to break up naturally in your mind as you read it. Just has to break up. Even, you know, like if you see Ramas cha, in your mind you have to see Ramaha cha. Otherwise you won't know there's a visarga there. That's why when we'll read a sentence and then we read the sentence with the sandhi. Why we bother to do that is so that you repetition over and over and over, you can see that sandhi. If you don't remember the full rule, that takes a lot more work to be able to recite the whole rule. But by recognition, you should be able to say, yeah, that's a visarga there. Mm-hmm. Or to break up the vowel sandhi. Otherwise, it'd be very hard to read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take a little break.